Okay, hi, good morning. Well, I'm Mel Levitsky, and you know, I know a good number of you around here. You know that I'm a former American diplomat, and my last post was ambassador to Brazil, but I also served in the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, and was ambassador to Bulgaria, and then I had a couple of jobs in the State Department. So this next semester in the fall, I teach a half-semester course in U.S. national security, which is a combined a course that looks into U.S. foreign policy, but also other elements of U.S. national security. We'll be looking at we'll be looking at the Cold War first as a kind of preface to where we are. It's where most of my experience was in the government. And then we'll be looking at some broad concepts like the place of human rights, multilateralism, unilateralism, place of the United Nations in U.S. foreign policy and in defense policy. We'll be looking at the structure of national security. That is, I want to look at I like to look at the agencies and what their mandates are, how they're structured. This gives some students insights into places where they might like to work or they might not like to work, depending on their own interests. And then look at some current issues of importance. For example, Iran and North Korea. The course is policy-oriented, which means it's not a course of history. I give several writing assignments based on case studies. I like to take case studies that where we can take some lessons learned from the case studies and apply them to the present day. I'll give you one short example. There is a case that I've used often about President Eisenhower and General Ridgway that has to deal with civil-military relations. And what's important about the case is that some of the same considerations with regard to the president and his military advisors come up in the in the present day. They've come up recently with regard to both Iraq and Afghanistan. So we'll use these cases and then write policy papers on them. I take up to 25 students. I like to save about 5 places for students that are not here because it's good to get their experience from the centers, for example, in the International Institute. I usually have some who are studying in Russian and Eastern European studies, some from Middle East and North African studies.